This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Grace Bustamante, last name B for boy, U, S, T for Tom, A for apple, M for Mary, A for apple, N for Nancy, T for Tom, E for Europe. First name Grace, G, R, A, C for Charlie, E for Europe. New paragraph. Date September 16, 2025. Period. New paragraph. She is a 47-year-old female patient who comes with the history of palpitation 3 weeks ago. And since then, she has also noticed palpitation while she does certain activity. Period. Palpitation gets accompanied by shortness of breath. Period. And she also gives history of 25 to 50% decrease in functional capacity over last 1 year period. Now, if she is asked to walk, she may be able to walk half to 1 mile, but generally, she is not walking 1 mile regularly, period. Patient says that 5 years ago she was diagnosed to have heart murmur, but the workup, including echo at that time, did not show any significant abnormality, period. New paragraph. No history of chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. History of heart rate going to about 120 to 130 beats per minute while just walking from parking lot to work, period. And this will be accompanied by shortness of breath, period. Sometimes this faster heart rate would last for 2 to 3 hours, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of cuff with expectoration, coma, edema of feet, or upper respiratory tract infection, period. No history of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital period, I for India capital period, problem, period. C has a history of acid reflux problem, period. New paragraph, personal history. C is RN. R capital N for Nancy capital, period. She is 5 feet 1 inch tall and her weight is 175 pound, period. She has gained about 30 pound weight in last 2 years, period. She works in the night duty, so she works from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., 3 days a week, period. New paragraph. In view of her palpitation and the blood pressure, she has been on medication for last 2-3 years, period. New paragraph. Past history. History of hypertension diagnosed 10 years ago, and C is on enalapril, 20 milligram since then, period. Enalapril, E for Europe, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, A for Apple, P for Peter, R, I for India, L for Larry, period. About 2 years ago, the dose of enalapril was decreased to 5 milligram, period. C is also, she has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on atorvastatin 20 milligram once a day. Atorvastatin, A for apple, T for Tom, O, R, V for Victor, A for apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, period. C was recently prescribed metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, O, P for Peter, R, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, period. She is also diagnosed to have pre-diabetes, period. No history of previous myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. Social history, period, she does not smoke, period, she does not take excessive amount of alcohol, period. About 3 to 4 years ago, she was taking more coffee, but since then, she has decreased the coffee intake to about 1 or 2 cups per day, period. Menstrual history, she's still menstruating, and her last menstrual period started in the first week of September 2025, period. She has 3 children, and all 3 deliveries were full-term normal delivery, period. Allergy none, period, new paragraph family history. One sister died at the age of 30 years due to brain aneurysm, period. One brother died at the age of 45 years due to myocardial infarction, period. Mother died at the age of 76, and she had a diagnosis of congestive heart failure and diabetes, period. Father died in his 50s, and he had a history of cerebrovascular accident, period. One sister who is 55-year-old and one brother who is 45-year-old has hypertension and diabetes, period. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis pedis, which are 1 to 2 over 4, and both posterior tibial, half to 1 over 4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity, 136 over 94 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak in left lower parasternal area, which in left lateral position merges with a first sound. So merges M for Mary, E for Europe, R, G, E for Europe, S for Sam, period. No heart murmur, period, no S3, period, no S4, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period, there are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG is normal sinus rhythm and within normal limits, period, new paragraph. Analysis. The patient blood pressure is not controlled, period. But for the blood pressure plan is to start the patient on nebivolol, N for Nancy, E for Europe, B for boy, I for India, V for Victor, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, 5 milligram once a day in morning, period. Enalapril is increased to 10 milligram PO once a day, and atorvastatin is kept same at 20 milligram once a day, period. New paragraph. Patient has a symptom of palpitation on activity, and sometime with minimal or no significant activity. So plan is to do stress test to see whether any cardiac arrhythmias could be precipitated with the help of stress test. In view of history of shortness of breath with about 50% decrease in functional capacity in 1 year, plan is also to do echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy period. Also to evaluate for mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation period. Please also note that patient has a significant family history of heart problem, period. She also has a multiple risk factor of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, prediabetes, and very strong family history of heart problem, plus recent weight gain, and physically patient is not very active, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, shortness of breath on moderate exertion with about 50% decrease in functional capacity over last 1 year, period. Next line, number two, palpitation on mild degree of exertion, which is accompanied by shortness of breath at times, period. Next line, number three, hypertension not controlled. Next line, number four, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number five, prediabetes. Next line, number six, history of acid reflux problem, period. Number seven, mild obesity with a recent weight gain of 30 pounds in 1 year, period. Number eight, possible mitral valve prolapse, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.